弟兄姊妹，我们请读圣经约翰福音第六章。
Brothers and sisters, shall we read the Gospel according to John chapter 6?
约翰福音六章六十三节。
Verse 63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are Spirit, and they are life.
约翰福音第四章。
In chapter 4 of the same book.
二十三节到二十四节。
Verses 23 and 24.
二三节到二四节。时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
John 4:23, For the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him.God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
十一节到十四节。
Verse 11 to verse 14.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事，并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的原意，乃是用圣灵所指教的原意，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。十四节，然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
1 Corinthians 2:11, For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God.That we might know the things that we have been, that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But a natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
好，我们再读哥林多后书三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书三章第六节。
Verse 6.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活，小字经意或着圣灵。
Now verse 6. Who also made us sufficient.As ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now, the Chinese word for the Spirit means the very essence of the meaning. But in English, it is the Spirit.
请读加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
十六节。
16.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
十八节。
Verse 18.
但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
If we live in the Spirit, Let us also walk in the Spirit.
罗马书第七章
Romans chapter 7.
第六节
7 verse 6.
但我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主，要按着心灵的新样，不按着遗文的旧样。
But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit, not in the oldness of the letter.
罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8
第一节到第二节
Verse 1-2
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. But the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
第四节到第八节
Verse 4-8
使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是以神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
Verse 4That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who walk live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
13节到14节
Verse 13 and 14.
你们若随从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行，必要活着。因为凡被神的灵引导都引导的都是神的儿子。
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God.
好，我们神的话，我们暂时读到这儿。
We now pause here from reading the Word of God.
上次我们同弟兄姊妹交通了罗马六章的一个部分。
Last time we shared on Romans chapter 6, part of it.
是关于我们与主同死，受洗以后与主同钉，同死，同复活。
It's about after we have been baptized that we die together with Christ. We were nailed on Christ with him and we rose again with him.
我们说到我们关乎蒙恩得救以后，我们与主在同钉、同死、同活的一个地位上的。
We talk about this grace after we have been saved, that how we died, we nailed and rose together with Him.
我们也说到，我们更需要在经历上来经历与主同钉、同死、同活的一些生命的经历，主观的经历。
And also we talk about that we need to have the subjective experiences regarding this being crucified and being risen together with Him.
今天我想我们给我们同弟兄姊妹我们一起交通一下关于罗马八章里面讲到圣灵的内住以圣灵随从圣灵而行的这个方面的真理。
So today I would like to share with you on the very truth about the indwelling Holy Spirit and walking in the Spirit.
如果我们从罗马书里头略略回顾一下福音的真理的时候。
Now if we quickly review the very truth.Spelled out in Romans,
我们看到第一个部分是我们因着信耶稣以后，耶稣的宝血洁净了我们，我们得着救赎。
Now the first part speaks of that after we believe in Jesus Christ, His blood has cleansed us and redeemed us.
我们被神白白的称义。
And we are justified freely by God.
我们归结说是因信称义。
To sum it up, we could say this is justified by faith.
接下来我们会有受洗的这个经历。
And then next, we would have this experience of baptism.
受浸表明了我们与主同死同活的这么一个真理。
So baptism speaks of the truth of being dead with him and being alive with him.
那么进入第八章以后呢，说到在圣灵里头的内住。
After we come into the chapter 8, we will be focusing on the indwelling Holy Spirit.
说到我们基督徒要随从灵，体贴圣灵。
The text tells us that we have to set our mind on the Holy Spirit to live in Him.
不体贴肉体，不随从肉体。
Do not set your mind on the flesh. Do not walk according to the flesh.
好，如果我们在越过第九章到十一章的时候。
However, if we skip chapter 9 to 11.
因为九章十一章，我们大体说是保罗对以色列人在福音方面的一个特别的负担。
These chapters basically speak of the very burden that Paul has toward Israelites.
我们在进入十二章以后。
Now, after we enter into chapter 12.
我们看到说到了关于奉献与教会的生活方面。
The verses tell you about the consecration and church life.
关乎一个蒙恩得救以后的人，他的在基督徒的生活方面，生活实际。
They speak of the very reality of living of Christians after they have been saved by grace.
如果我们说罗马书的福音真理的话，它应该是从因信称义一直包含走到十二章以后的生活。
So the very gospel truth of the gospel should include.Starting from justification by faith all the way to chapter 12 of Christian's daily living.
这是一个完整的福音。
And this is the full gospel.
我们感觉这些年，我们很多时候一个比较普遍的现象，很多时候我们信主以后，我们停在罗马六章的这么一个地位上。
There is this prevalent condition among the Christians. We feel that a lot of Christians, after they are saved, they simply stalled in chapter 6 of Romans.
这是蒙恩的这个地位非常宝贝，这是主的恩典。
Truly, this is the grace of the Lord. How precious of the status of being redeemed is.
借助人的信。
And this is attained through man's faith.
另一个方面呢？
However, on the other hand,
有人呢，我们就越过了第八章，我们进入了十二章以后。
A lot of people simply jump over chapter 8 all the way to chapter 12.
哎，我们也有奉献，我们有很多侍奉的生活。
Now we have consecrated life, a lot of services.
你没注意到这两种情形，我们都忽略了八章的那个生活。
However, in either case, have you noticed that we overlooked the living?Spelled out in chapter 8.
我们忽略了在八章里头圣灵的内住，随从圣灵的那个生活。
We neglect the very fact of the indwelling spirit and the life that walks according to the spirit.
我们可以说第八章是带领我们从一个蒙恩得救以后的一个地位，不断的一生的走在圣灵所引导的路上。
So chapter 8 tells us that after we are saved by grace, and the Holy Spirit continues to lead us in the very way of the Spirit living.
一路带领我们进入12章到12章以后的侍奉、教会生活、基督徒生活。
Holy Spirit will continue to lead us all the way into chapter 12 of Christians living and church life.
我们说这个随从圣灵的生活这个生命
So we say this very life that walks according to the Spirit.
这样一种经历是我们能够把我们所领受的客观真理转化为我们的主观经历的一个必须
And the living accordingly should be able to transfer from this very objective truth into subjective living experiences.
换句话说，罗马书十二章以后那些教训，那些的生活，要成为你我那个主观的实际。
So all the teachings, all kinds of livings in chapter 12 and on should become our subjective experiences.
或者说我们常说的属灵的实际。
Or to put it in another word, that is the spiritual reality.
什么是属灵的实际？
So what is spiritual reality?
如果我们可以用一句话来归结的话，
If we could just sum it up in one statement,
可不可以的？能不能这样说？
Maybe could we say it in this way?
属灵的实际是随着依靠实际的灵。
Spiritual reality is simply according to the very spirit of reality.
活出灵的实际。
So you actually live out the very reality of the spirit.
我们再重复一下。
Now let's repeat it again.
属灵的实际是依靠实际的灵活出灵的实际。
All right. The very spiritual reality is by the reality of the spirit to live out the spirit, the very reality of life.
换句话说，我们不是依靠自己，自己的努力，自己去做。
To put in another word, is the spiritual reality is not by our own efforts or our own ability.
是随着圣灵，依靠圣灵活出那个实际。
It is to depend on the Holy Spirit to live out the reality.
我们再多说一句话，就属灵的实际是显出那个人的实际。
So the spiritual reality is simply manifest the reality of that person.
就我们常说的人的所是。
That's why we've been talking about the very being of man, who the man is.
比方说
For example,
你不会对一个本地的台湾人说，啊，你的台湾话说得真好。
You would never say this to a native a person who is actually from Taiwan, saying, "Oh, your Taiwanese is really great."
你不会对一个上海人说，哎，你上海话说得真好。
Nor would you say to a Shanghainese saying that, "Oh, you speak really good Shanghainese."
你也不会对一个美国人说，哎，你的这个英文说得真好。
Nor would you say to Americans that, "Oh, your English is great."
因为他本来就是台湾人，他本来就是上海人，他本来就是美国人。
Because they are Taiwanese, they are Shanghainese, and they are Americans.
这是他的所是。
Because this is who they are.
今天我们交通八章里头有一件事很奇妙。
Now in chapter 8, something is really very amazing here.
罗马八章恐怕是出现灵这个字，圣灵或者灵这个字最多的一章，可能在圣经里头。
In the whole Bible, Roman chapter 8 has the most appearance of the word Holy Spirit or the Spirit.
它一共出现了19次。
It appears 19 times.
19次，对。很奇妙是神没有要将我们的灵跟他的灵分开。
It's so amazing that the Lord never separates His Spirit from our spirit.
你在圣经里头看见许多的地方，我们不知道那个灵字是说到神的灵或者说到人的灵。
Many times when you study the Bible, you cannot tell whether the spirit is about our spirit, man's spirit, or the spirit of God.
不知道这个地方是指着神的灵说的呢，还是指着人的灵说的。
You are not sure in this particular place it speaks of the man of a spirit of man or the spirit of God.
读圣经的弟兄们交通说到。
Now the students of the Bible share this with us.
就是许多精读希腊文的人。
That is those who are very versed in Greek.
也没办法分别这一点。
Even they could not tell these two apart a lot of times.
所以过各种的那个翻译本呢，也无法定论。
So there are so many versions of translations. There is no definite conclusion on this.
所以翻译圣经的人只好在这种地方留给人自己去分别。
Therefore, the translators of the Bible have to leave some room for those who study the Bible to interpret them on their own.
你注意我们的八章里头讲到圣灵的时候，它有小字点点。
In chapter 8, in Chinese Bible, when you see the word Holy Spirit, it always comes with the little dot underneath.
我们人的灵是我们从死里复活以后，人的灵从死里复活以后 也是圣灵内住在我们里头的时候。
When the Holy Spirit dwells in us, and when our spirit is quickened after we are saved,
我们说圣灵住在我们里头。
Now we can say Holy Spirit lives in us.
但是我们要去分别说，这是圣灵，这是人的灵，我们没办法分别。
However, it's impossible for us to distinguish the spirit of man from the Holy Spirit.
名词上我们可以分开。
Although we could separate them apart literally by the names,
但是实际上我们没办法分。
However, in reality, it cannot be done.
很奇妙，神的恩典让这个是合而为一的。
It's simply so amazing that it is because of God's grace that these two are actually united in one.
神要得着的人是要随从圣灵的人。
And the man God wants to gain is the very one who walks according to the Spirit.
神不要得着的是一批随从肉体的人。
God does not want to gain a bunch of people who walk according to the flesh.
所以在八章的第八章九节里头说到，神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属灵了。
Therefore, in chapter 8, verse 9, we read, Now if anyone does not have the Spirit,He is not his, and you're not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you.
We could say
that a man could have all the biblical knowledge and all the exposition about it.
但是不一定属灵。
However, this person may not be necessarily spiritual.
一个人可以常常聚会，也会祷告，但是不一定属灵。
A person can often come to meetings and pray all the time, but he may not be spiritual.
一个人可以去传福音，但是不一定属灵。
A person can go and preach the gospel, he may not necessarily be spiritual.
一个人可以做这样做那样，但是不一定属灵。
You could do this and that, but doesn't mean you're spiritual.
我们在侍奉的生活里头，
And in our service life,
当我们遇见难处，当我们遇见挑战，当我们遇见很难分别的时候，分辨的时候。
When we encounter troubles and hardships and some difficult situations that calls for spiritual discerning,
我们一个人属灵的光景
，our spiritual condition，
我们一个人属灵的成分
，and the very content of our spirituality，
我们一个人属灵的分量。
And the stature of our spirituality will be shown at all these moments.
随从肉体就选择宽广的路，容易的路。随从肉体的人。
He who chooses to walk in the flesh would choose a very wide open, smooth way.
随从圣灵的人走小路。
However, he who walks according to the Spirit would choose the narrow gate and the difficult way.
文士跟法利赛人，我们知道都熟悉圣经的。
We know that scribes and Pharisees, they are all very versed in the Bible.
但是他们不认识主。
However, they do not know the Lord.
所以主对他们说。
Therefore, the Lord said this to them.
你们查考圣经，以为内中有永生。
You search the Scripture, for you think it has eternal life.
给我做见证的就是这经。
But it is the scripture that testifies of me.
然而你们不肯到我这里来。
But you are not willing to come to me.
得生命。
To receive life.
随从肉体的人，保罗在哥林多前书二章、加拉太书都说到这些光景。
And also he who walks according to the flesh, and their conditions were being explained in Galatians and 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
我想中文有句话可以略略概略的 说明这个意思。
And we would like to use this statement to very generally sum all these up.
我们有句话叫随心所欲。
Now Chinese have this saying that to do whatever that pleases you.
中文这个心呢，是指到我们人的思想、情感、意志这些方面。
And it speaks of our mind, our thought, our emotion.
就是我们魂的部分。
And it includes all our soul.
换句话说，随着魂的感觉指挥身体。
To put it another way, we walk simply according to the feeling of the soul which has commanded our spirit.
随着魂的感觉发表的言论或者我的行为。
And it's just by the feeling of your soul, you just express your thinking and your words.
魂居了首位。
Now, the soul has had this upper hand.
所以才有这样的话。
Therefore, the Bible says so.
人是照着自己以为好的而行。
Man walked according to what seems good to him.
这是四世纪最后一节的话。
And this is the very last verse, in the Judges.
个人任意而行。
Everyone, walked according to his own will.
这是末了时代的征兆特征。
And also, this is a phenomenon of the very end, time of this age.
我想我们忠心要跟随主的人，我们在这里一定要警醒。
For all of us who want to follow the Lord faithfully, that we have to be sober, be watchful.
我们在看顺从圣灵的人的表现。
Now let's consider, those who walk according to the Spirit.
或者说圣灵要引导我们去到哪里。
Or to ask, where is the Holy Spirit leading us to?
在罗马书八章二十六节、二十七节那里。
As we read Romans, chapter 8, 26.
圣灵在那里帮助我们。
There we see that the Spirit also helps.
圣灵在那里用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。
He is making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
他的目的是什么?
And what's the very purpose of this Holy Spirit?
他是要借着万事把蒙召的人带到磨成他儿子的模样。
He wants to conform all those who are called to the very image of the Son of God.
把蒙召的人最终能够引到能够活出基督彰显基督。
So all these who are called eventually will live out to manifest Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到说我们是神手中的工作。
So here we see that we are the handiwork of the hand of God.
我们的工作不一定是神的工作。
So our work may not necessarily be the work of God.
我们的工作不一定是神的心意。
Our work may not necessarily be the will of God.
如果我们不是随从圣灵的引导。
If we do not walk according to the guiding of the Spirit,
实在是如果没有神的灵同在,
so practically speaking that without the presence of the Spirit,
我说我讲你听都没有益处。
So it really profits us nothing simply by what I'm talking about things or by what you're thinking of things.
另一方面来看呢神召我们是来侍奉他的。
From another perspective, we know when God called us, He wants us to serve Him.
我们当然有外面的工作。
Of course, we should have external works.
我们当然有外面的活动。
Of course, we should have external activities.
但我们看见说，所有这些的目的，神是要为着成全他在我们身上的工作。
However, we have to know that the very purpose of all these external outward works is to fulfill God's will in us.
比方说,
For example,
我们弟兄姊妹的配搭侍奉,
the very cooperation among brothers and sisters' service in the church.
我们常常可能有些不同的意见,
we might have different opinions very often,
为着某一件事,
as to a very specific matter.
你有你看法，我有我看法。
You might have your own thinking, and I have my own thought.
那我们里面可能就有摩擦。
Therefore, there might be conflict between us.
但如果我们一同在主的灵里头来学习。
However, if we could learn together in the Spirit of the Lord.
我们愿意寻求圣灵在我们深处的那个引导。
And we're willing to seek after the very leading of Holy Spirit in the depths of our heart.
我们会学习。放下我们自己。
Then we will learn to let go of ourselves.
我们会看到我们自己的软弱。
And we will see our weaknesses.
在灵的里头，我们会看见我们的不足。
And in the spirit, we will see our insufficiencies.
神就借着这样的事情来炼净我们，雕塑我们。
And it is through this kind of things that God is purging us, is perfecting us.
最后那件事情可能又过去了。
toward the end, maybe that very thing is over.
可能那件事情并不大。
Maybe it's just a very trivial thing.
或者事情没有变。
Or it could be that situations remain the same.
但是感谢赞美主，我们人变了。
But we thank and praise the Lord that we as people are being changed.
因着我们愿意在这件事情上顺从您的圣灵的带领。
And it is all because on this specific matter, we are willing to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们彼此都得到建立学习。
So, both of us are being edified.
事情可能还在那儿。
Maybe the very matter still exists.
但是人变了。
But people are being changed.
人多了一点主的性情。
And we have a little bit more of the attributes of God.
少了一些天然的东西。
A little bit less of our natural character.
我们在服事当中
And in our service, we are bound to encounter problems.
圣灵要引导我们看见十字架。
However, the Holy Spirit will lead us to see this cross.
如果我们没有随从灵,
However, if we do not follow the Spirit,
我不知道我们能不能看见十字架。
I really doubt if we could ever see the cross.
主说, 若有人要跟从我,
The Lord says, if anyone desires to follow after me,
就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Let him deny himself, daily take up his cross and follow me.
那么什么是他的十字架呢？
Then what is his cross?
什么是我的十字架呢？
What is my cross?
什么是我们的十字架呢？
What is our cross?
谁从肉体体贴肉体的人？
He who walks according to the flesh and sets.His mind on the flesh.
看不见自己的十字架。
Does not see his own cross.
也背不起这个十字架。
Nor can he take it up.
也走不上这个十字架的路。
Nor can he walk in the way of the cross.
因为你看不见十字架在哪里。
Because you do not see where the cross is.
八章二十八节说，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Let's read Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose.
万事就指着万人，万事万物。
All things include all people, all matters.
换句话说，在你身边，在你人生、生命当中、生活中发生的所有事。
Or in another word, that means all the things that ever happen around you in your life.
都不是偶然的。
Nothing is accidental.
随从肉体，我们看不见这个万事互相效力这个一得一处这件事情。
However, if you walk according to the flesh, you will not be able to see the truth that all things work together for the good.
我们会看见的是伤害。
All we see is damage.
受伤。
Hurt.
当然我们说主内的弟兄姊妹没有一个人愿意或者故意要伤害我们的弟兄姊妹。
Of course, we could say that none of the brothers and sisters in the Lord would do hurt another one on purpose.
但是另一方面我们要看见说随从圣灵的人你会看见十字架。
But we have to say this from another perspective, that is, he who walks according to the Spirit is able to see the cross.
你会看见十字架就是伤害。
You will see that as though the cross is to hurt.
十字架的意义本来就是破碎。
Now the very meaning of the cross is simply is to shatter.
所以我想基督徒应该是伤痕累累才叫基督徒。
So I would say that Christians should be those who carry many scars, and these are called real Christians.
因为主人是这样，仆人是不是应该这样？
As the Lord is being inflicted, shouldn't his servant be the same?
先生是这样，学生是不是应该这样？
As the master is, as the teacher is, so shall be the student, isn't that right?
有伤，我们才有学习。
With all the wounds, then we're able to learn.
有对付我们才有长进。
With the dealing from the Lord, then we can progress.
有破碎，我们才有变化，有更新。
With this breaking, then we can be transformed and be renewed.
我很想对年轻的弟兄姊妹说说。
So I would really like to say this to our young people.
你蒙恩得救以后
，After you've been saved by grace,
你一定有十架。
There must be the cross waiting for you.
你今年要背上去。
Now, this year, you need to take it up.
你今年不背，你明年要背的。
If you do not do it this year, next year, you will do it.
你明年不背，你三年五年你要背的。
If you refuse to take it next year, in 3 years or 5 years, you're bound to take it up.
十年八年你一定要背的。
After 8 or 10 years, you will have to.
这是主说的话。
Because this is the word of the Lord.
若有人要跟从我。
If anyone desires to come after me,
就当舍己。
Let him deny himself.
天天背起他的十字架。
Daily take up his cross to follow me.
雅各是从小就伤人的，我们知道。雅各。
Jacob, we know that ever since he was young, he was always causing damage.
他也被人伤害。
And at the same time, he was being hurt by others.
他离乡背井以后，他继续的受伤。
After he left his homeland and wandering far away, and he continued to being hurt.
他以为他聪明，但是舅舅拉班比他也更聪明。
He thought he was very smart, but his uncle Laban was even smarter than he.
所以你看他的一生真是坎坷不平的。
So, throughout Jacob's life, we could see the ups and downs of his, in his living.
最后我们看见雅各的晚年。
But at the end, we see when he was old.
是一个谦卑的、柔软的、成熟的。
He was humble, he was meek, he was mature.
是一个被神炼净的、美丽的雅各。
He was a beautiful Jacob after being purged by the Lord.
雅各在法老面前说的话多庄严。
And how dignified the words of Jacob that he said before Pharaoh.
在法老面前显得多高贵。
And he appears so noble before Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
他对他的儿孙们的那个祝福是多么的清楚明亮。
And how lucid and clear are Jacob's words when he blessed his grandchildren.
我们说这里有一个人真的认识神。
So we could say that here there's this person who truly knows God.
几十年的对付，有一个美丽的雅各被神做成。
After decades, that a beautiful Jacob being dealt with by God finally is formed.
约瑟受伤更深。
Now, take out Joseph as an example. He was even hurt more badly.
神却叫他升高。
However, God exalted him.
所以约瑟回首望气的时候，过去的事情的时候。
So as Joseph reflected upon his past life.
所以他真的从心中发出。
From his heart, he truly said this.
是神差我到这里来的。
It is God who sent me here.
从前你们的意思是要害我。
Now, before you mean to cause hurt to me,
但神的意思是好的。
But God means well.
一生的苦难化为什么？
What has Joseph's all years throughout his life, the tribulations and afflictions?
化为对神那个基督那个认对神的认识，
being turned into It has been turned into the deep and true understanding of God.
在神手中成为一个荣美的、荣耀的一个器皿。
And in the hand of God, he has now been a beautiful vessel of God.
保罗的身上也是伤痕累累。
And in Paul, we could also see all the scars inflicted on him.
保罗是有内伤，有外伤。
He has this wound within and wounds without.
保罗差点性命都不保。
He almost lost his life.
但是我们看见保罗最后的工作。
But here we see that the very last work of Paul.
他忙忙碌碌的所有的工作。
As he busied himself about and doing all kinds of work.
他在世的时候已经被人拒绝了。
We see that even while he was still alive, after all the work he had done, he was already rejected by man.
然而人可以忘记保罗。
However, even man could forget Paul.
人可以拒绝保罗。
Man could forsake him.
但是神却得了一个宝贝。
However, God had gained a treasure.
神得了一个像他儿子模样的。
God had gained this very person who had experience as the experience of his son.
一个神手中高贵的贵重的器皿。
God had gained this beautiful noble vessel in his hand.
我们看见这些人。
Now as we consider all these people.
随着灵看见十架。
All these people walk according to the Spirit and they saw their cross.
愿意背十架。
They were willing to take up their cross.
反过来。
Now conversely.
十架的道路。
The way of the cross.
炼净人。
We know that purchased man,
让人有那个属灵的实际出来。
And the weight of the cross also enables man to have this very reality of the spirit.
十架的炼净让人多一点，更像一点基督。
So through the purging of the cross, that man could be more Christ-like.
随从圣灵的人。
He who walks according to the spirit.
我们可以听见圣灵微小的声音。
We could hear the small, still voice of the Holy Spirit.
有位前辈的弟兄说道。
There is one Christian who is well advanced in, before us.
他说，一个人听不见弟兄们在灵里的交通。
A person who cannot hear the fellowship among brethren in the spirit.
就不能听圣灵微小的声音。
Cannot hear the small still voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们听见主的声音。
When we hear the voice of the Lord.
是为着认识主，认识主的心意。
This is because we want to know the Lord's will in His heart.
让我们这个人得到帮助，得到建立。
So that we could be held, be built up.
所以我们有一个专一的谦卑的心，我们可以。能够等候在神的面前，能够听见圣灵微小的声音。
So that we could have this focused, single-minded heart that we could wait before the Lord to hear the small, still voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们说一件事。
Now, may I share one thing with you?
去年十一月底，我们这里有个特会。
Now, last year at the end, in the end of October, we had a special conference here.
外地来的吴弟兄
Brother Wu, who came from out of state.
他看见聚会开始以后，我们的弟兄姊妹是姗姗来迟。
He saw that after the meeting had started, all the brothers and sisters came in late, in in threes, in fives.
唱诗都快结束了，我们还有弟兄姊妹还没进来啊。
And at the end of the hymn singing, still some brothers and sisters hadn't arrived yet.
所以弟兄说了一句话。
Therefore, Brother Wu said this.
我是一直记得。
And I still remember his word.
他说：“你们里面有没有感觉啊
？”Do you have this feeling within you？
啊，弟兄姊妹，你们里面有没有感觉啊
？Brother and sister, do you have this feeling with you？
哎呀，我真是很惭愧。
And I'm so ashamed.
我觉实在觉得这是圣灵微小的声音。
Because I really feel this is actually the very still small voice of the Holy Spirit through our brother's word.
弟兄是一个外面的话的提醒。
Now this brother reminded us with external words.
但是如果我们听的话，它是圣灵微小的声音。
However, if we can hear, then we would sense this is the small, still voice of the Spirit.
盼望你我真是能够从灵里头看见。
I hope that you and I can all see this from in the Spirit.
早晨十点钟的聚会。
That the meeting we have here at 10 o'clock in the morning, at 10 o'clock in the morning.
这是我们。以主的一个约定。
This should be an appointment between the Lord and us.
这是跟主的约会。
This should be a date between the Lord and us.
你们年轻人。
Our young people.
如果你有一个热恋中的你的爱人。
Say if you have a lover that you're deeply in love with him or her.
他约你早晨五点钟在 Edison 的火车站见面。
And that person tells you to meet him or her 5 o'clock in the morning at Edison train station.
我想你要可能要准备三个闹钟。
So I suppose you would get 3 alarm clocks ready.
因为你的心担心你会迟到。
Because you're, in your heart you're so worried that you might be late.
所以你要放三个闹钟，你要保证你百分之百的。
So with 3 alarm clocks, then you could be sure that you won't be late.
我们有一首诗歌说，爱主应当是现在。
If ever I love the Lord, if ever I love thee, Lord, it is now, as one of our songs says.
作诗的人没有说，爱主是明天。
The songwriter never says that. It is tomorrow that we shall love the Lord.
作诗的人里头有一个深深的感动。
And he has such a deep, poignant feeling.
如果你要爱主，应当是现在。
If you want to love the Lord, it is now.
是的，我们都是从小事上开始学习。
Yes, we all learn this matter of loving the Lord from little things.
其实在你我人生当中都是小事。
Actually, we could say that all the things that ever happen in our life are small matters.
我活到这把年纪，我发现都是小事。
As I come to my age now, this is my conclusion. Everything that ever happened is trivial.
以前我还会对每个人说啊，你管。家里事，意思就是这小事。
I used to say this to my wife. You're in charge of the domestic matters, meaning the trivial matters.
我管外面的事。
And I'm in charge of all the external things.
意思呢是大事。
Meaning those are the big matters.
其实你过往年日过去，你看都是小事。
But as the years go by, you see that everything is a small matter.
神摆在我们面前是很多小事让我们学习、啊、
God actually has placed so many little things before us so that we could learn.
教会安排的各项的聚会是对你我的一个学习，在主面前一个学习。
So all the meetings that the church has arranged for us is actually a teaching lesson for that, so that you and I could learn.
不是某某弟兄定规了十点钟一定要到。
It's not that a certain brother has decided that you have to be here on time at 10.
圣灵的引导，随从圣灵，你就看见这是主的定规。
But if you follow the leading of the Lord, you will see that this is the Lord's appointment, this is the Lord's leading.
我盼望说这些话，正是我们在灵里头，不是字句，不是。我们互相律法来约束我们。
I hope that as I share this matter with you, we are all in the spirit. It's not some kind of a literal words binding among us.
在随从灵，在我们会有一个敬畏的心。
As we walk according to the spirit, we will have this fear of the Lord.
我们知道主日的早晨，我为什么来到这里聚会。
And then we will know that why is that I have to come to.The meetings on the Sundays.
主在这里。
Here, the Lord.
我们是在灵同真理的里头来敬拜。
Here is where the Lord is. Therefore, we should worship Him in spirit and truth.
所以我可以迟到吗
？So, could I be late?
我上学，我上班，我可以迟到吗
？As I go to school, as I go to work, am I allowed to be late?
我问自己，为何主日的聚会我要迟到呢
？Then I will ask myself, why am I late on Sunday's meeting?
我盼望你们年轻的弟兄姊妹在这一点上真是有多的学习，一生受用无穷。
I truly hope our young people will learn at this specific matter. This will profit all your life from now on.
我们随从圣灵，主一定有话在我们里头催促我们。
Now, as we learn to walk according to the Holy Spirit, the Lord's word will for sure nudge us.
所以我们就学习在里头来随从体贴圣灵。
And with this urging, we'll learn to be mindful of the Holy Spirit and to follow Him.
昨天我们南区查经的时候，我们有位姊妹问了一个很好的问题。
Now, yes, last night that in our South Region's Bible study, one sister asked such a good question.
他大概的意思就是说，我们知道我们有圣灵的内住，我们蒙恩得救了，圣灵在我们里头。
Basically, the sister was saying that we know that after we are saved by grace, we have this indwelling Holy Spirit.
但是有时候我们又没有那个感觉圣灵的同在。
However, sometimes we do not have the sensing or feeling of the presence of the Holy Spirit.
那我想这个问题确实是很实际的问题。
And I believe this is such a practical question.
我想借着薄饼聚会这个事，我们来。
So I would like to share on this point through our breaking of bread.
我们怎样随从灵体贴灵
In this matter, how do we walk according to the Holy Spirit and be mindful of Him?
我们都知道薄饼聚会是在赞美主，感谢主。
We all know that breaking of bread is for praising and giving thanks to the Lord.
交通于主。
And fellowshipping in the Lord,
享受一主
enjoying the Lord.
我们都知道，我们都愿意说，我们宝贝这样的一个聚会。
Now we all know that we so cherish a meeting like this.
我们真是要感谢主，我们每一个主日有一个薄饼的聚会。
We really want to thank the Lord that on every Sunday we have this meeting of breaking the bread.
我实在觉得这是神。莫大的怜悯和恩典。
I truly feel this is our Lord's extraordinary mercy and compassion.
如果说有一天只能选择信息聚会或者薄饼聚会的话
，Should this day come that we could only choose one meeting between the breaking bread and the message service，
我会只选择薄饼聚会。
I would choose breaking bread only.
薄饼聚会是主的聚会。
Because breaking bread is The meeting of the Lord.
薄饼聚会是主是中心，一切都围着他。
In which the Lord is the very center, everything else goes around him.
薄饼聚会让我们纪念主，纪念什么呢
？Now this communion service, what do we commemorate?
当然，我们纪念主长阔高深大爱，纪念主救赎的大爱。
Of course, we remember our Lord's love, redeeming love, which is so wide, so long, so great, and so high. So deep.
另一面你看见没有
But on the other hand, do you see this?
在这样的聚会里头
In a meeting like this,
我们一边赞美一边交通于主
On the one hand, we're praising the Lord. On the other hand, we're fellowshipping in Him.
我们的灵也渐渐带着升高
And also our spirit is being led higher and higher.
我常常感觉薄饼聚会真是能够带给我们莫大的一个帮助。
I often feel that this breaking bread really can bring us indescribable help.
我说这个话意思是说，当你觉得你有软弱的时候，当你觉得你这个礼拜好像不太顺利的时候。
I say this because when you feel that you're spiritually down this week, or there is something dissatisfying in your life.
但是你靠着随从灵的引导，靠着圣灵的带领，你能够开口唱诗祷告。
But if you're able to open your mouth and sing hymns and praising Him according to the prompting of the Holy Spirit，
你在那里，在你的灵里头，透过你的思想、你的情感、你的口，发出你的赞美。
In your spirit, through your mouth, through your thinking。That you open your mouth and praise the Lord.
那个时候
At that very moment,
你这一周的软弱疲乏
All the fatigue and weaknesses of the whole week
都被带过去
will disappear and simply carried away.
被神的恩典、神的大爱带过去
They will be carried away by God's grace and His power.
所以我个人感觉这个聚会真是常常能够把人带起来。
So I personally, this very meeting will actually lift us up.
让灰心的、沮丧的
So he who is despaired and despondent
得着恢复、得着滋润、得着刚强
will be strengthened, nourished, and renewed.
好，我们姊妹的问题。
Now, as to our sister's question.
我们第一件事，我们自己要有预备。
Now, very first thing,to be able to sense the Holy Spirit leading is you have to be prepared yourself.
我们在聚会当中，我们有唱诗，我们有祷告。
In our meetings, we have hymn singing, we have prayers.
我们在过去这一周，我们是不是都活在一个赞美当中，活在一个敬拜的里头
？Ask yourself during the past week, do you live in praises and in worship?
我们照主日，我们预备好我们的心。
So on Sunday, you should be, your heart should be ready.
或者我们预备好我们的诗歌。
Or you prepared a hymn.
这个诗歌可能是你喜欢的
Maybe this is a hymn that you like
但是你进入聚会以后你可以学习操练这首诗歌是不是今天适合这样一个圣灵的带领
Now, after you enter into the meeting you have to practice to sense if the hymn you like is actually following the leading of the Holy Spirit
那我刚才说第一是要有预备
Now, first I said, you have to have this preparation on your own.
预备好了以后，你也要随灵的带领。
But even so, after you're prepared, you have to follow the leading of the Spirit.
比如说，弟兄点了一个赞美荣耀主名的诗歌。
Now, for example, if one brother calls for a hymn that to glorify praise the Lord.
那你准备了。想好一首诗歌，你想的是说啊，我这首诗歌我特别喜欢，这关乎啊，新的一年到了，我有里头有个感恩。
However, the hymn which you like very much have prepared is about the dawning of the new year, and we should be very grateful for the Lord.
那这个时候我们要学习的是说，圣灵的那个带领是在哪里？
And,
我是要。点我这首诗歌呢关乎新年到来等等还是说随着圣灵的带领荣耀主名赞美主名的这首诗歌朝着这个方向去呢
And so at the point you have to sense the leading of the Holy Spirit should I go on to sing the hymn about the coming of the new year or should I go along with that brother's feeling that we should praise and worship the Lord
我们再说这不是立法不是定规
Now, let me say it again. This is not a law or some kind of statute.
它正是我们里头要学习操练顺从您体贴您的那么一种生命。
This should be the life in which we can learn to walk according to the leading of the Holy Spirit and to be mindful of the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
预备就像五个聪明的童女有预备
Just like the five wise virgins, they are well prepared.
十个童女都拿着灯
That since all the ten virgins have the lamps with them.
但是五个聪明的童女是拿着灯又预备油在器皿里
These five wise virgins have their lamps and also have prepared oil in their vessels.
所以我们在要有预备，我们里头来到主的面前。
So when we talk about preparing ourselves, that means we have to be ready, be prepared to as we come before Him.
预备好以后，圣灵有感动，我们就有话开口赞美。
Now, after we have prepared ourselves, if there is this prodding of the Holy Spirit, then we should open our mouth and simply praise Him.
我们弟兄姊妹信主三年五年哈、如果你觉得我还没有开口我想你可以在主里面有些的祷告
Brothers and sisters if you have been saved by grace for 3 or 5 years I would like to suggest that you could start preparing yourself so you could open your mouth to praise the Lord at this meeting
我们是带着自己的本相来到主的面前
We come before the Lord simply beingOurselves.
我们随着圣灵的感动，就把我们自己的感谢、我们的赞美归给主。
But through the touching of the Holy Spirit, we just offer our thanksgiving and praises to Him.
这个需要我们每日 连日过去，我们不断的操练，不断的学习。
And this calls for continual and daily practice and exercise in this area.
我们不要做旁观者，不要做局外人。
Now, don't be spectators or onlookers as you have nothing to do with the meeting.
我自己多年也是在学习，以前我们说我们进不了这个博饼机会那个感觉。
Now, throughout the years, I'm also trying to learn to deal with the feeling that you cannot enter into this meeting.
我想这些都是我们需要一步一步去学习。
I believe that all of this requires step-by-step learning on our part.
听主圣灵微小的声音在我们里头的那个催促。
Simply to hear the urging from the small, still voice of the Holy Spirit within us.
这样我们在这件事上，这一点上，我们一点点学习，一点点的学习。
And this is how we learn to follow the Holy Spirit.In small matters, on this one or on that one.
年日过去，我们就渐渐的能够熟悉，慢慢的能够更多一些依靠您，体贴您，体贴圣灵。
As the years go by, then gradually we will become to depend more on Him, to be more familiar with Him, and to be more.Following him and walking according to the Holy Spirit.
好，我们时间差不多了，我想终归一句。
Now, since our time is almost up, I just want to sum it all up in this.
圣灵是定义要把我们的生命的各方面都带到一个磨成神儿子样式的地步。
The Holy Spirit is determined to conform every aspect of our life to the image of the Son of God.
让你我能够在生命的各方面彰显出。
So that in every corner of our life, we're able to manifest the Lord's life.
所以我们身边发生的一切的事情。
So all the things that ever happen around us.
一切的环境，一切的遭遇。
All the circumstances, all the encountering.
都是为了这个目的。
Are all for this very purpose.
如果我们不随从肉体
However, if we do not follow our flesh,
我们愿意随从圣灵，随从灵而活
And we are willing to walk according to the Spirit, to live by the Spirit.
神在我们这些人身上
Then in us,
神在基督耶稣里
In Christ Jesus,
一定能够把他蒙召的这些人
For all those who are called by him,
磨成他儿子的样子。
God is able to conform them to the image of God.
能够得着荣耀。
And toward the end, God will be glorified.
进入那个荣耀。
Toward the end, we will all enter into this glory.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
我们低头一些祷告。
Shall we bow our heads and have a word of prayer?
主，我们实在说，实在是你莫大的恩典怜悯。
Lord, we can only say that truly this is because of your extraordinary mercy and compassion.
把我们这些人从世界中能够分别出来。
That we could be separate from the world.
拯救出来。
To be delivered from the world.
成为你的儿女。
And become your children.
求你这是继续带领我们。
May you continue to lead us on.
让我们的心能够紧紧地跟随你。
So that our hearts will follow after you closely.
在圣灵的领头。
In your Holy Spirit.
让我们在每日的生活里头。
In our daily living.
在我们的侍奉的里头。
In our services.
我们真是学习随从圣灵的引导。
Let's all learn to walk according to the Holy Spirit.
体贴圣灵的心意。
Set our mind on the heart of the Holy Spirit.
好让你自己在我们手中那个荣耀的心意能够成就。
So that your glorious will in us will be accomplished.
谢谢主，靠耶稣基督宝贝的名。
Lord, we thank you, and we pray in the Lord Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.